I'd like to welcome you all on behalf of the Board of the Philadelphia Society. For those of you whom I do not know, or who are guests, I am Kenneth Templeton, and I work with a small research and educational organization in Menlo Park, California, called the Institute for Humane Studies. I've been asked to be the lead-off chairman of this program. The theme of the general program, and if you have a copy, and I hope you do, Enduring Values in a World of Change, Directions for America in the 1970s. Our topic for this afternoon is Lessons from the Past, the Philosophical Framework. I want to just say a few words by way of starting off to apologize for my being here. I don't think the program committee or the planning chairman is too imaginative, because they asked me to start this session off last year, and the only thing I can think of is that they haven't learned their lessons from the past, or they never would have done this again. But here I am again. The secretary's invitation to me to be on the program came just a few days ago to be chairman, and I thought he was calling me about this particular session because he wanted an objective historian to be here amidst these three philosophers that you see around me. But alas, that wasn't the case at all. He just said, well, I think we want you to be chairman so you will provide a little balance for the program, he said. And I looked at these three gentlemen, or I looked at their names on our list here, and I wondered to myself, well, how can I provide balance for these three men? And certainly that's not the job of the chairman. But how could I provide any balance to three such individualists, if I may venture to call them that, as we have here? Slightly, in my view, slightly contentious individualists. For instance, we have a fighting Hoosier editor who's been hard at work many years down in Indiana and hasn't yet succeeded in getting rid of the two liberal senators down there, but he's still fighting. We have here a member of a well-known tribe of scalpers from the Illini State. That Friedman tribe, I'm sure, is well known to all of you. You never want to tangle with them, let me tell you. And then we have a real California bear here, a persistent and dogged individual. And in my knowledge, this gentleman is the only person I have ever found who managed to corner three objectivists and give them a Bible lesson and make them like it. With that, let me forego my 1 hour lecture on this topic, Lessons from the Past, and we'll start off with our first speaker, who is a graduate of the University of California, Riverside, completed his master's work there, and is currently working on his doctorate at Riverside, where he is also an associate in the history department and is taught in their Western Civilization program. Between his undergraduate and graduate studies, he attended Westminster Theological Seminary in Philadelphia, where he received training in the area of Christian apologetics and philosophy under the guidance of Cornelius Van Til and Robert Knudsen. Our first speaker is the author of two major books, Marx's Religion of Revolution, with which some of you may be familiar, and Campus Crusade for Christ, a Critique. He's a rather cosmopolitan writer because he has also written on a number of other subjects, economics, two shorter works entitled Inflation and the Economics of Addiction, and another work, Monetary Hoarding, the Economics of Survival. He's also published, and I'm sure you're familiar with his articles in one or the other of these magazines, published a number of articles in the Journal of Political Economy, Rampart Journal, The Freeman, Commercial and Financial Chronicle, Modern Age, just to mention a few. Our first speaker's area of academic specialization is the field of economic history, and more recently, his doctoral emphasis is on colonial America. And perhaps this is the area that is particularly related to what he's going to talk about today. So with pleasure, I introduce our first speaker, Mr. Gary North.